Yesterday afternoon, in a meeting organized by the National Bar Association, the family's lawyer, Benjamin Crump, continued the rally's conversation by saying justice now means changes in the law.
That's what we absolutely believe led to his death, and this Stand Your Ground law is what could possibly exonerate his killer. So we know that Trayvon Martin's legacy is going to be that our community, our nation, have to confront these issues, and that starts with passing the Trayvon Martin law. Thank you.
As more than 100 people listened, attorney Donnell Ayala said the case would now evaluate as to whether Zimmerman would be able to use the Stand Your Ground law in his favor, and talked about what would happen next.
After the bond has been established, whether it's denied and or granted, there's an arraignment. When a person is arrested, they have to be notified of what the formal charges are. After the arraignment, I would expect discovery to start. Discovery is the process where the prosecutor, upon demand, has to disclose all the information to the defense that would be used at trial. Now, that discovery, they're attempting to keep the files closed at this point, so we don't know. With Angela Corey charging second-degree murder, there's a whole lot that she has in there that we don't know about, and we have to trust that decision that she made.
Crump said Zimmerman requested a private meeting with Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin, the parents of Trayvon Martin. He said Zimmerman's efforts to reach out to the family were far too late.
We believe Zimmerman's request at this time is very self-serving. Some 50 days later, the day before his bond hearing, he had the web page, never apologized then. Had the voicemails we heard, never apologized then. So we feel that you all can conclude for yourself what motivations there are.
Attorney Parks agreed and said Zimmerman would have his chance to speak, but only in court. Zimmerman's bond hearing was scheduled for this morning. He also applauded Florida Governor Rick Scott for helping push the proposed Trayvon Martin law that would repeal the Stand Your Ground law.
We applaud him for moving in that direction to have a real analysis. At the end of the day, when we have laws on our books that are confusing to the general public, that are confusing to those that interpret them, those laws put the public in a bad position.
One question was raised by Murphy Brown, who traveled to Tampa from Toronto. How long would the case take to come to trial? And if it takes years, would they be prepared to wait for justice? Attorney Crump said he had faith things would move quickly.
All us lawyers know, really it becomes up to the judge to decide calendars and schedules and that kind of thing. The defendant has some rights, some constitutional rights, if he chooses to invoke them, that will allow for a speedy trial. But at this point, we don't have control of that process. We push to get the wheels of justice to start turning.
Lastly, Attorney Crump thanked the public for standing behind the team on behalf of Trayvon's parents. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Atisha Robinson.